Let me just share a couple of thoughts with you tonight, reflecting on the question, Mary, did you know? They tell us that in recent years, this song that Mark Lowry wrote has become one of the most popular Christmas songs today. And I'm sure you would agree with me that there is definitely a message there. I was reading an article recently on the song, and the writer said, yes, she knew. And I think scriptures sort of bear that out. Verse 19 in Luke 2 has always been one of my favorite verses. I'm sure we all have favorite verses, but Mary pondered these things in her heart. I'm always intrigued with that. It has the idea of meditating, thinking. One writer said not only in her mind, but her heart. And think about just a few of the words again that Keith so beautifully sang. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Isn't that an amazing thought? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Isn't that an amazing thought? Just unbelievable when you think about so much truth that's wrapped up in that. Let me just read a few verses from Luke chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 1 through 7, and then I'm going to read 16 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the great registration when Quintus was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Verse 16, and they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. Now listen carefully at verse 19. But Mary treasured these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. We find over in verse 51 of this same chapter now, Jesus has grown by this time. He's about the age of 12. They've taken him up to the temple, and And it's that portion of scripture where they left after Passover, but they lost Jesus and they had to go back for him. And it says in verse 50, and they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. Verse 51, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. I'm sure you would agree with me, and I know we men don't comprehend this as much as you ladies, but one of the amazing miracles of our day is the birth of a child. Would you not agree with that? Amen. I mean, the birth of a child, that's just an amazing scientific process. And so if we can just visualize Mary with everything that's been explained to her by the Holy Spirit through this Immaculate Conception, and going through that whole process, and then arriving at this time, and I think that as you place Mary at that time and visualize everything that she must be considering, pondering, thinking about, treasuring, storing up in her mind and her heart. What not only an emotional, physical, but most important for us as we place it in this time of the season is the spiritual application. One version said, but Mary continued to treasure up all these things, mulling them over in her mind. Mary was treasuring, carefully storing away all those things that I'm sure she's imagined is going to be fulfilled. Such things as the following: what an angel had told Joseph, what Gabriel had told her, what her experience had been upon her arriving in Bethlehem, what the shepherds had reported with respect to voices of angels, and all of this taking place, and she was putting them all together in her heart. And I think literally, though in such a case as probably at that present time, because of her mulling over, we think of the English idiom would probably substitute mind for heart. I think probably this was just one of those times where in the quietness of the night, meditating, thinking, mulling over, chewing on this experience. One writer said, aside from the nativity narrative, Scripture tells us little about Mary's development in faith, but nevertheless, we have a couple of things mentioned which just indicates. You have the verse in John 2:5 says, his mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells us. So she understood pretty quickly, did she not? And why would she not? Because of she's experiencing the whole miracle of the thing with no explanation. But I think that's just a great message for you and me. His mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you. That's good for all of us, isn't it? Let's just open the Bible and do what he tells us. Then we have a verse in Acts 1:14, when the disciples are about to launch into the Jerusalem church, the early church, and it says in verse 14, and these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. We don't know a lot about Mary. We don't have much about the continuation of her faith, but we know enough to know that she knew. She knew in her heart and cherished everything that God. One writer said, these passages show that she became a worshiper of the one to whom, with respect to his human nature, she had given birth. And I thought this was great. And just listen to this carefully. Her prayerful putting together of the things she had experienced and seen and heard was blessed by God, and in course of time produced the result he had determined from eternity. To be sure, on Mary's part, there were missteps along the way. She was human like you and me, but the end was victory, because she understood that very clearly. The New English Bible reads this way with verses 19 and 20. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. It had all happened as they had been told. Mary's mind was quickly becoming, wouldn't you agree, this treasure house where these jewels, these precious moments, these precious thoughts were being restored in her mind and her heart. Perhaps for other people, these events were just maybe a casual thing. One writer said maybe a 9 days wonder, but they were certainly something to cause excitement and then to be forgotten on many people's minds and hearts, but not Mary's and not those who were surrounded with all the miraculous activities. Someone said Mary was quite different from the people by whom she was surrounded. I think the verse indicates that, don't you? She had to be different. But let's not think that when Jesus comes into our life and we receive him as personal Savior, that we too become different maybe by those with whom we're surrounded, because all of a sudden we realize an eternal purpose and an eternal destiny. Every detail was stored within her memory. Every exciting detail of the unfolding of the divine plan continued to stir her soul. Would you not agree with me that that's why it's necessary sometimes to participate in this lost art of quietness? I mentioned this morning. We live in a noisy time, don't we? But I believe that as we think of the unfolding of the divine plan, as it continued to stir her soul, I wonder if we could just reflect for a minute on the importance of sometimes, and I think especially this time of the year, I think this is just a great time. I hope you'll take some time tonight, maybe tomorrow. Just get alone, and we've read the Christmas story from several different portions tonight, and I think it's good just to slowly, quietly, thoughtfully read it and spend some time trying to comprehend all that God was trying to teach her and all that He wants to teach us, because we certainly need our souls stirred, don't we, in a spiritual sense? So these marvelous events could never be forgotten, and that explained the ease with which, after many years, she was able to reiterate the story to the doctor, Dr. Luke, who was planning to write the gospel. Luke, being a medical doctor, a physician, was very meticulous in his details. And if you carefully read his gospel, you'll see that. But can't you just picture her sharing with Luke what she pondered, what she treasured, what she mulled over in her heart, and him taking note of that so that you and I can share with it. The shepherds probably talked to these events for a considerable time, and their praises to God were not soon forgotten or hushed over. Yet with Mary, things were different. She did no talking, because she was too busy remembering the things which had happened to her. Her radiant life, one writer said, and I thought this expressed it in such a fantastic way. He said her radiant life was a thank offering, a sweet savor of praise, continually ascending from the altar of her sanctified soul. Her radiant life was a thank offering, a sweet savor of praise continually ascending from the altar of her sanctified soul. A writer said of this portion of Scripture, he said, mountains are made to be climbed. Obstacles are challenges to the resourcefulness of individuals. The man who truly wants to find Christ will never rest until he has done so. And when this has been accomplished, the same man tells to others the news which thrilled his own soul. And I thought this was great. Every sincere Christian possesses a missionary heart. Every sincere Christian possesses a missionary heart. So as we enjoy Christmas Eve and as we look forward to Christmas tomorrow, we know this is not the exact date of the birth of our Savior, but we appreciate this time when we can reflect on the fact that He came. And let me encourage you to go back and maybe read this portion of Scripture. But Mary treasured up all these things. Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart and her mind. And then years later, as the child was growing, Luke thought it was necessary to remind us again. In verse 51, and his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. I think any time one thing's written in the Bible, it's important, but when it's repeated, I think it sends a message to us that perhaps God wants us to reflect. Would you take some time out tonight and tomorrow and just reflect, meditate? Doesn't have to be a long time, but just quietly get alone with God. And just ponder this miraculous, supernatural virgin birth. Of one who already existed but chose to take on the form of a man and came down to this earth. And the Christmas story, as well as the Gospels, reminds us over and over that he came to seek and to save those who are lost. He came for you and me. He came because we needed him. We needed a Savior. Would you just ponder these things in your heart and treasure them? Maybe go back and look up the song. There are several good singers that Google Mary, Did You Know? And listen to it. Maybe Keith will record it for us sometime and we can listen to him. Amen? But just listen to the song and then be encouraged. Yes, as she grew, she knew. She saw it unfold. And she treasured it in her heart. We're going to close with a word of prayer. And after I pray, we're going to close with the singing of Silent Night. You can light your candles then. And we have a gift for you on the way out. I'm sure we'll have a couple of men back there to hand those out, so make sure you get one. And as a reminder of the Christmas season. So let's all stand as Valerie comes to lead us. And as we stand, let's bow in prayer. Let me just ask you as we close in prayer. Again, I thank you for coming and but let me just encourage you with heads bowed and eyes closed to just perhaps even use this quiet moment to reflect on where you are spiritually in your walk with the Lord. Perhaps you're here tonight and you have to say, Pastor, you know, I'm not sure I know the Lord. I'm not sure I'm prepared for an eternal destiny. I'm not sure I'm prepared for life after death. And maybe this is a great moment. Boy, what a great moment to consider inviting Jesus into your heart as your personal Savior. And don't complicate it. Barb read the scriptures earlier about moving from darkness to light, and Paul reminded us so much, and especially in Romans 10. He said in verse 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever calls upon Jesus. He said, if you will confess with your mouth, in verse 9, and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you confess with your mouth, repent and confess that we all have this sinful nature, and believe in your heart, trust in the fact that Jesus Christ has died for the sins of mankind. And there's nothing you can do to earn it. It is a free gift. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You will be saved. And I trust you'll pray that prayer tonight so that you'll have that settled in your heart. We can ever help anyone in answering those questions or help you to grow beyond that, please feel free to let us know. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for this precious time together. We thank you for a time of reflection. We thank you that we can open up the Holy Scriptures. And as you reminded us in 2 Timothy 4:16, all Scripture, all the Word of God is inspired, is God-breathed. And so we read tonight that which you have inspired to give to us to help us in this life to settle the sin question and to settle the salvation question. And I pray that you'll help us as we reflect upon this supernatural, unbelievable story of the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, that our hearts too, like Mary's, will treasure and ponder these things, that we will spend some time reflecting, meditating, mulling over, just thinking through, and that in the end we will confess too that yes, as Mary through the Holy Spirit saw these things unfolding, she knew from her Old Testament training that this was truly the Son of God, the Messiah, who had come to be the Savior. Bless as we conclude now, we thank you that we can celebrate a Merry Christmas. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.